as we were just talking about, you have served on the city council. You're looking to return. What made you decide that you wanted to come back to the Keokuk City Council?
Well, I wanted to be on the council to, to continue what I was doing before. I gave up. I didn't run for my seat again because I ran for mayor 2 years ago unsuccessfully, and so I have kind of missed the council ever since. So that's the reason I want to get back on there, because I just feel like I've got some unfinished business.
What is some of that unfinished business? What are some issues that maybe were going on that are still going on?
Well, of course, everybody hits the streets, the road projects, the ongoing sewer separation and all that, some unfinished business there. Some things that I would like to see as far as community development, I'd like to see things like the street fair come back, more citywide functions like that. We used to have Puckasheetuck days and just more things going on. We have the Civil War reenactment, and we have Eagle Days, and we have Rolling on the River, three main events there, but there's not a lot in between. And so I'd like to see some more community-wide events like that.
Why are those types of events important? Why is that something that you see as a need?
I think that brings people together. It brings people to the area for those activities, and it's more geared to the everyday person, something that the citizens can be involved in and get behind and enjoy.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing Keokuk right now?
Well, it's got to be jobs, of course. Jobs in our downtown area, our dilapidated buildings, some of these 100-year-old buildings that haven't, nothing's been done with them for years, bad need of roof. Some of them are beyond repair. And so, really, I'd like to see our downtown area developed in a way, or some way of preserving these buildings. I'm also on Keokuk Downtown Properties Board, and that's kind of what we do, is try to revitalize these buildings and get them back into condition where they can be reused again.
What can the city council's role be in that process? What would you like to see, if elected, the city doing in that regard?
Well, the city kind of works hand in hand with KDP as far as getting grant monies from state and federal. You have to have the city on board for those type of issues. And just to get some of these buildings back in use again, of course, that generates tax dollars for the area and for the city, and it just makes it a better downtown area for people to come in. And there's just some other places around the country that have developed their older downtown parts of town, and that are they're revitalized, they're used again, and they're really an economic boom for those areas that have learned how to do that. And that's something we really need to work on.
What do we do with, I mean, you mentioned trying to get businesses into some of the vacant building, but these ones that have sat vacant and are in such shape that it's just not feasible. What needs to be done with those?
Well, that's a good question. There's some revolving loan program that's going on now, but of course, that's not enough for some of these things. And the buildings that have been let go for so long, it's too bad that some of them, the bricks are crumbling, the roof is gone, and some of those buildings are probably going to be beyond repair.
In terms of, you mentioned job creation, what do you see as the role of the city council? How can the city council play a role in bringing more jobs to Keokuk?
Well, we've got to make this, I think this area has to be, we have to make it attractive for that. Our hospital, of course, the infrastructure of the city. What kind of police department do we have? What kind of fire department do we provide? Of course, the schools play a big role in that. I think we got some of the finest schools in the area right here, and that's something that people are going to look for before they move a company here that's going to create jobs. And a lot of times we look at these companies as going to create a lot of jobs, but I think sometimes we can focus on the small business as well.
What do you see as your priorities when it comes to the budget? Obviously, that's kind of the groundwork. You're setting up where you're putting your funding as a city. If you were elected, what would be your priorities to say these need as much funding as we can give them?
Well, it's these programs, these ongoing programs that we have, that we need to look at ways of creatively funding them, like for our street projects, ongoing things like that. We need to have some type of money set aside to where we work on the streets and you know, in a timely manner, so they don't get in such bad repair that we got to tear them completely out and redo them like we're doing now. We've got into that situation, and there's things that we can do that I've thought about. Just the everyday citizen, I wish would take more pride in their home, more pride in the area. You know, I do a lot of walking, and, you know, if you walk down an alley or walk down a street, there's a lot of trash that could be picked up. There's a lot of things that we as citizens can do that doesn't cost any money that can make this a lot better-looking area.
Is there anything the city council can do to lead that effort or promote that effort? What can the city do in that regard?
Well, we get into the recycling program and things like that. If we can get people to recycle more, it's gonna cut down on. There's a big issue right now on whether or not we should raise the fees on the garbage collection and things like that. And I think if we can encourage more recycling, where people will get involved, maybe larger recycle containers. Our garbage cans are oversized. And it kind of creates a situation where people throw everything into that garbage can, and it doesn't encourage recycling. And if we can encourage more recycling, that's going to cut down on our dumping fees, and we won't have to raise those fees to buy new garbage trucks and buy new receptacles. If we can, you know, hold the line on how much we're paying for garbage dumping fees now, because that's what a lot of the cost is.
Should the city, there's been talk of maybe even privatization of garbage or other departments. Is that an issue that the city should look at?
Well, we've got the equipment in place. We've got the manpower in place. I hate to see the city lose any jobs to create. We're just kind of trading it off. You know, if it's going to cost us either way we go. So to maintain the equipment we have and to keep the jobs that we have in the city right now, I mean, that's kind of, you're just trading one for the other. So I don't really see the benefit in privatization of that right now at this point. I mean, I'd have to see more figures on it.
Have there been issues that you've been out talking to the public or even your own that have popped into your mind and said, hey, if I get back on the city council, I'm going to bring this up? Maybe it's an idea you've had since you left the council or from a resident.
Well, I'm going to open up a can of worms here because this is the first I've ever talked about this to anybody. But we have a lot of street legal, like four-wheelers, and they're bigger four-wheelers. They've got the lights, mm-hmm. the turn signals, and the horn, and they can be made street legal. And some communities have done this for like a lot of older people that don't go out of town that have these type of vehicles. And I would like to look into that and see if that's something that could be feasible for our city, that where we could have street legal licensed four-wheelers on the streets. And because I know that there's other communities our size that do that mm-hmm. now. So that's something that I would like to look into, but I haven't really talked about it.
One issue, and you ran for mayor 2 years ago. Is Keokuk, does it still need a full-time mayor? Or should the mayor become part-time and then bring in a professional full-time city manager, city administrator? What do you see with that position in the future? Should it remain full-time or should it become part-time with that manager?
Well, we've tried that in the past as a city. We tried to go to the city manager route, and it hasn't worked out too well for us. I think the problem is with that is, you know, you put this out there and you have people come in from other areas that really don't know the needs of the city, and they try to manage it more from a business perspective. And there's some that would say, well, that's good, that's what we need. But I think it's also good to have a mayor that is connected with the hometown, you know, that knows the needs of the city, that knows the people, that it's more than just a job. Because I think anybody that's mayor in this town, it's more than just a job to them. It's personal.
Anything else you'd like to add? Any topics I haven't thought of that you'd like to talk about?
Well, just that the issue that I had about the trash pickup and things like that, I think there's things that we can do as private citizens that it's not going to cost us any money, it's not going to cost the city any money, but if it's more of a take pride in your town again. I know when I was growing up in the 70s and going through high school, it seemed like we had a lot of pride in this city. You know, there was a lot of community activism then and a lot of pride in Keokuk. And I'd like to see that come back.